Rachza. Rachza says the Mechaber. Simon Tuf Ayin Hey, yes, Avini Aseda. Yitel Yadav. Yivarech Al Netilas Yadoyim. He makes Netilas Yadoyim and he makes a bracha. What's the chiddush? Wait a minute. What's the chiddush? L'chayra, if you're going to eat matzahs, avad, you're going to have to wash. Says the Mishnah. I mean, what's the chiddush? You're going to eat matzah, you have to wash your hands. You have to wash your hands before you eat matzah. Says the Mr. Burr. Now, the truth is, I don't disagree with what he says. I was thinking of that. Maybe the chiddush is that you wash your hands for matzahs.
What?
It's fine, don't wash your hands for matzahs.
No.
You wash your hands when you eat matzah?
No.
Good, so that's the chiddush of the Mechaber.
It's the chiddush. Maybe before...
But you have to wash already on Friday.
Again, where does it say that you're supposed to wash your hands for matzahs?
No, during the year you have to say mezonot.
Again, when you during the year you make a mezonot.
Okay, but he's not teaching you his brachas
and you will pay for it. You eat the matzah, you make a until today, make a brach. I don't want you to tell me tremendous chiddush. You have to wash your hands for matzahs.
What about Erev Pesach? They also wash hands.
You want to know something? I have even a bigger chiddush at the end of this year. I'm not even so sure that this is for the matzah. This might be for the Tibul Sheni, the Mar.
So how would you make the brach?
We're going to get to that. Who tells you that this thing has to do with the matzah? Maybe it's for the... You have to let me say a shir. Rabbi said, let me tell you. If I can't say two words, I'm not going to get anywhere. Again, there's no reason why we can't start off by saying a chiddush, that this is the chiddush. Yitl Yadav is that itself is the chiddush. The chiddush is that on Pesach, you wash your hands for matzahs. It's a tremendous chiddush. All year round, you don't wash your hands for matzahs. So Yitl Yadav is that's the chiddush. Originally, I would have said that. The Mishnah Berurah makes a different chiddush out of it. Mistama, because Mishnah Berurah didn't, according to him, there's no chiluk between all year. So he makes a different chiddush. Ritzayin Eloimer. What's the chiddush? Afal gav, shenot la yirokis. That's the chiddush. Even though he already washed his hands once. Kimayish, kasam, simitofayin, gimel, sivav, mikal makayim. Kivon da omer, beitayim, agad, vahalo. Chayshinon, we worry. Shema yisir daitoy v'nogu b'mokim etunuf. Shayadayim askani. People's hands are all over the place. They scratch their head. You know, they scratch themselves. Hey. Therefore, chayshinon, we worry. What does the word chayshinon mean? We worry, meaning, even if the guy, in other words, if the guy doesn't know, we worry. That's what it is. He doesn't know if he touched b'mekayim b'sam b'chasim, and we worry. Or chayshinon, even if he thinks he didn't do it, but still, who's how do you know?
It's a probability.
What does the word chayshinon mean? Does chayshinon mean we worry? Maybe he did it. He doesn't know. Maybe he did. Or chayshinon is even if he thinks he didn't, chayshinon we worry that he doesn't know. Al kolpanim, this is what? Chayshinan, because Yadayim Askani is him. Now, notice that the key component of this is Hasich Daita. The mere fact that he's not having intention. So, Mela, therefore Yadayim Askani is him. So, what would happen if he's not Masich Das? What happens if a person constantly thinks to himself, you know what? I washed my hands and I want to make sure. What happens if he put intention? So again, hisiach das has to be defined, and also what has to be defined is chayshina. I mean, what are we afraid? We're afraid even if he's not sure, probably, or chayshina, even if he thinks so, it makes no difference. And what does hisiach das mean? What does the word hisiach das mean?
Isn't it same thing?
No, it's two different sugyas. One sugya is the person was hisiach das. What happens if he's not hisiach das? What happens if he had in mind the entire time?
All these watches went him.
He's careful. Gloves.
I want to tell you that actually the word hisiach das is going to be explained further on the shiur, that it could be going on one of two things. The word hisiach das could be going on the yadayim askanis, He didn't pay attention to not touch b'mkayimus amachusim. Or the word hes chadas could be going back on the netilas yadayim. The mashmoyis over here is hes chadas. It's shema. He see a day d'vid noga. It has to do with the touching. We're going to learn that that's not so clear. That's not 100% a clear halacha. The word hisiach das could also be going back on the action of the team. Now let's learn the bir halacha. State the bir halacha. I am ishtabur of a kasa b'shibayli aleket. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just running a little too quick. You know what I'm talking about? He has to wash his hands a second time. Right? Yeah, why not? He's eating bread now. He's eating matzah. So the first thing we were trying to say is all year round, Sfarim don't wash up. The Mechaber sheet is not to wash on matzah. So maybe there's a chiddush involved that you have to wash for the matzah. Ma'aseh Mishtabura comes along and says it's a different chiddush. What's the other chiddush? Even though you already washed your hands before, but yadayim askani is haim, and therefore you have to wash your hands again. Pretty simple halach, right? But not 100%, because he says two things which need to be defined. The first thing he says is chayshina, we worry. What do you mean we worry? We worry because he doesn't know? What if he does know? Or chayshina is even if he thinks that he didn't, but we can't trust him, because chayshina. Chayshina, we can get him to worry. Okay, the second thing is, what does the siach das mean? The siach das means that he was the siach das from the Yadayim Askanis. And therefore he touched. Or maybe the siach das is the hesach hadas from the action of the tila. Yeah, the hesach hadas from the action of the tila. Okay. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ayim Mishnah Berurah v'kasim shibayi li'aleka kivan shetali atam behesach hadas. Since the time is tali in hesach hadas. So im baro loy sheyish b'yadav heidav sheshim b'yadav heidav. So if he knows for sure, Shashima Yodav Hatev Lenoga Bekisfi Akoidish Oy Bishar Dvorma Matami Yadayim Ain't Sir Class of Little Yodav Shere Yodav Taharais Minatila Rishayna. So you see clearly that he's learning the Hes Chadas is going back on what? The Shmira, like the Mashmoyis of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Now, the Imnatal Ain Loy Levarach Shema Yeh Brah Velita Shere Yodav Taharais Minatila Rishayna the Imnatal. And if he does do it, what's the Shema? I never understood this. If you're coming to tell me,
what about the first
time? Because we don't know for sure if he did it. That's what he's trying to say, right? Hatam behesadasa im borali shashima yadav hetav leinaga bekisvi akoidish. So what's Shema Yeh Brach Levatal? I never understood this.
It's a bad day.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Why wash in the first place?
Yeah, I know. So what's he talking about? So Imnatan, if he does wash, don't make a brach, because Shema Yeh Brach Levatal.
He's not sure. He thinks he was
Shemayah. I don't know. This is something that bothered me all my life. I never understood this. Yeah, see, he's going back on his barer. He knows for sure. You hear Ilan? He knows for sure. You see the Bialacha?
Yeah, but I think the reason is because halacha is if you wash your hands with a mask and you don't have a mind for
hamayti. Well, now you're saying it's
not
hamayti.
Now washing is not good enough for hamayti.
So I'm going to talk about this. This is talk, but it's not so clear in this bir halacha, because the bir halacha seems to say that the issue is that he knows for sure it's clean. So then maybe Shema Yeh Brach Levatal.
Yeah, but still, your original washing
wasn't but it doesn't say it here. You want to stick that into here, I'm fine with it, because we're going to do that. But it doesn't flow in his words. I mean, it's not what he's talking about. And because of Tibul Rishon, I mean, he doesn't even talk about it. He should say it if that's what he's talking about, unless he's quoting a piece and the rest of the piece is something else. Okay. Now, okay. Ain't the custom of Magen Rambam Shem and Mordechai. But after Ladina Ladidam Bevadei Tzorch Lasev Lid Yodav, Uktil Il Besimik Kuf Nul Ches Siv Zayin, you would have to definitely wash again. Why do you have to definitely wash again? What's that? Before the Befrat. What is this line? Why do you have to definitely wash again? He says it. Even though, according to us, yeah, you definitely have to wash again.
Yes, probably. We say that we don't care about
you. Okay, so you have to let me say shit. Why don't you? I'm trying to understand. Why would you not want me to say it?
We're excited.
No, I hear. No, I for you.
In English,
question form, so we feel like nobody's asking.
Oh, okay, okay.
Rhetorical question.
Okay. What do you say? Rhetorical question.
Rhetorical.
Rhetorical.
No problem. Let's go. Come here. Listen good. Here. But after the dinner, the dumb, the valley, turk, last of a little yard of, could a little bit seem in Kufne Chesiv Zion. Let's take a look at Kufne Chesiv Zion. What does it say over there? What's he referring to? Okay, take it out quickly. What's he referring to?
Wow, so that wasn't the
shit. Shh, we have to have a say during the shit.
Don't play with him.
So then, what's the problem? So then we have to make a bracha. So what's your point? You say, Efrat, anyway, we paskin that you have to make another bracha because tibuli b'mashka is not going to help you. So then what's the issue of not making the bracha? Efrat, you have to make a bracha. What does he, I don't know what he wants. So ubifrat, yeah, So in other words, you're undoing the first netila. So now you're going to be mechuyim anyway lechol adayis, so therefore you can make a bracha.
How do you undo the first
of this? By mitam yourself. So if he brings that over here. So let's see the halacha l'maisa. So he's saying that even though we paskin that the tibul one doesn't help for the other, but you don't make another bracha though. So in order to, if you have a suffix, if you're clean or not, then you mitam yourself. Right? Then you mitam yourself. What did he say again? What's the ba'ifin there? That what? That he's vaday. In other words, on the vaday, when it's vaday, then ba'ifin there, what he should do is he should be mitam himself. He puts his hand, whatever, touches his head, whatever, he makes himself not clean. He should scratch himself or something. Purposely, yeah. He should make himself do it. Wait. But on the suffix, let's say it's only a suffix. The chayot should be the same thing, so why don't still be Allah? What does he mean? I'm telling you, this be Allah. I don't have it around. I don't have it around. Okay, let's learn a little bit now what the achreinim hold lemaisa. You understand my kasha?
Not clear.
I have two questions. The first question is, what does he mean b'chlal over here? It's a shema bracha levatala. It's not a shema bracha levatala anymore. It's, I mean, if his hands are clean, so then it's not a shema bracha levatala.
It's a vade bracha.
Like you said, it's not going to help.
So then he'd say, I mean, but that's how he's going on. Unless maybe he's shibayli alekid is, I'm saying, I have to see the whole shibayli alekid, but that's not what he's talking about. Unless you have to say further, so then it's not. The continuation of Befrat L'Didon, it's not Befrat L'Didon, it's to explain what the Shibayli Alekid is saying. Okay, second of all, he's mashm only in a case where you know for sure that your hands are clean, you should go be metami yourself. But theoretically, even on a suffix, you should go be metami yourself, I mean, because maybe it's a Baruch L'Vatolah. Why is the Shema only on the Vaday? The Shema is even when it's Shema. You don't know if your hands became tami. So make yourself Vaday Mechuyiv. It's mashma on the shema you have to be mechuyim.
You can't say it's like a svek svek or maybe.
I don't know. I can't, you know, you're busy with svek svek. I know you have this weakness. I have nothing to do with svek svek. I'm saying a pasha zav. Svek
svek connected maras.
No, I'm saying it has nothing to do with svek svek. I'm saying it's mashma that on the tzad that you don't know, then for sure that you can go. I mean, you should, even on the tzad you don't know, you should go be mitam yourself. So, and the truth is, I saw Pesham Zalman used to do this. That's what it says. Kaidim Natilas Yadayim Lachila Dik the Krabenu Lahavi Atma Dechiv Natila Shainis. Why? Because either way, even if you're 100% sure, you should be Mechayiv yourself for sure. I mean, I don't understand this Bi'alacha. Okay, but let's see what Rabbi Yosef says. This is very interesting. Mitov Yadav Kedas.
Where?
V'yavarech al netilas yadoin. V'im yoydei ashaloi hisiyech daitim netil rishayin ad akshav. Yitov aloi bracha. How can make without a bracha? If you know for sure, you make without a bracha. Very interesting. What about if you don't know for sure? So then you go and make with a bracha. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
You're mechayvus, so you don't.
How come you don't have to mechayvus?
He holds bracha all the
time.
That's the difference.
No, but you always doing like that.
Im kishenatul yada bereshayna shachach ubeat tilsi daim toiv shlishmiyada kias kishenatul. What is his sheet?
Let's say you went to the bathroom.
The question is, you don't know for sure, so why are you making a bracha? If you know for sure, shalei siyad daitim and tilu shaynad achshav yital b'loy bracha. That's when it's no bracha. Yeah? Does he say anything about going to be mitami yourself? No, he ignores this bi'alacha, meaning he doesn't hold with this bi'alacha. And what about the other way around? What happens if you don't know for sure? It's mashmi, you do make a bracha. So again, what happened to the suffix? So I want to read to you on the bottom. He brings an interesting beis yosef. Very interesting beis yosef. Kosev miram the beis yosef. Kosev amordechai. Niru liish and miskavim benetila rishayna ligmar ba kol sudase beloy hesach hadas. Ein tzarech laser v'litul shenis. The kosev alzeh beis yosef. The niru liish ain lechavim bekach. You shouldn't have such kavanah. This Beis Yosef is my idea. This Beis Yosef is telling us that it has nothing to do with the kiyus. It has nothing to do with brachas and kavanis. It has nothing to do with that. The etzin, the takana was to have two nuchitzes, narvas. So it comes out the other way around. Everything you do is to make sure that you can keep the takana. I hold this Beis Yosef is my. Why? Because this Beis Yosef is learning. It's not the pshat when you're mesupik, so go do it. And when you're not mesupik, you're not mechuyev. You are mechuyev. The problem is you won't be able to do the takana sacham because there's no reason for the netila. So the minute you're mesupik, then there becomes a reason to make the netila. That's what I'm saying. He said, I hold it's takemis.
But with the bracha, then.
With the bracha.
Avada.
But he says without.
You don't understand? Because you don't know, so you have to go wash. The mele, you mean mekayim takana.
Say bracha.
Well, I can say that the takana was with the bracha altogether. How do you know to be mechalik that it was just for the washing and not for the bracha?
How do I know? I could say that it is. I'm telling you that I could go that far. Or I could say that it's not. Meaning I could say that the psakim of Yechavin, I'm saying the Yechavin and the Nat Yechav could be totally in this also. And then it comes out of Mayrdi Yechidish. I'll repeat, I see the other one's lost, but it comes out of Mayrdi Yechidish. The Yechavin could be not so much in the Nikius, but the Yechavin could be in the Etzim Netila. That once I'm mechamin the Netila, and the Lashon of the Beis Yosef is that way. The Skam ben Netila Rishayna Ligmar Ba Kol Sudasai. It's not in the Nikius. You hear? You have it, you have the Beis Yosef.
Yeah.
You hear my verb singing Mari the Kavar. It's not in the Hesach Hadas of the Nikius and the not Nikius.
And the washing
itself for the whole Suda. That's the verb. No, the Pshat is, there's no Chi of Netila, so I'm not being Mekayim the Takana. So the minute there's a suffix, I have to wash this, and then I go, and I could be, even on a suffix, I can make a bracha. Because now I have to wash. I'm not washing for the yodayim luchlachas. Could a guy be mekayim here? Let me tell you, love the shakar. Could a guy be mekayim the tils if he has no hands? Is the chisarin that he doesn't have his yodayim on the keys, is that the chisarin? He has nothing to wash, right? Huh? You hear what I want? The aside of the Nikias and the not Nikias is not so much that if it's not Nucky, you have to go wash. If it's not Nucky, there's nothing to wash. There's no dirty hands to wash. It's not the E Nikias that's Mechayim. It's not the in the keys that's mechayiv the netila. The netila, according to Beis Yosef, is the netila. It's the takana. Nor if your hands are clean, there's nothing to wash.
So how misafik is to make a bracha?
Because it's gevaldik.
Is it part of takana anymore?
No, because then you have to go wash. Misafik, you have to go wash. There's what to wash.
So to make a bracha.
So, because you're missing the var. The takana was to go wash.
Fine, to go wash.
I'm saying, what do you think of Lord? Think about it. Think about what I'm telling you. Tell me what you think of Lord. Once there's a suffering, so there's a makim to be chalad, there's a mice in the tilas yadayim.
But even the vadayim, there's still mice in the tilas yadayim.
No, because if it's vadayim, your hands are clean. So like, wash my head.
Yeah, but wash it.
Should you go shampoo your head in the night of Pesach?
Because
of rachza? Some guys can go take a shower because it's rachza.
So why do you wash with vadayim? Bavadai, so why still wash?
Bavadai what? What?
When it's clean, when it's clean completely.
It's not, you don't.
You wash it. You still wash.
No, I understand. I understand. You want to know something? Maybe only because to get through.
Through the kana, because it's the kana, that's why you wash.
I understand, but it's not called the netilas yadayim. You can't call it a netilas yadayim. And the male is calling them the bracha al netilas yadayim. You can't call it the brach of al netilas yadayim.
Okay, говоришь?
Что мы сказали?
Окей, сразу сдаюсь.
Я вижу, что красивый, мне плохо сейчас должен.
Сделай плохо.
Я плохо.
Maybe some of Mukhrach to say that there's two netilot, not to get to brachas, not to get to any union, so therefore the chiyuv brach is only if you know for sure that you're not clean. But once you know you're clean, you have to do the. That's it.
What's that? Can I have a little chili?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One more time.
One more time. Very simple. Ilan, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. We discussed the Mechaber. The Mechaber says a Chiddush Yitol Yadav. And that's not Yitl Yadav, but Yitl Yadav Yevarech. So, is there any Chiddush in that? Or is it just telling you the Dini Asay, that maybe it's not like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch telling you the sequence of halachas? For some reason, the Mishnah Berurah feels that there's a Chiddush. So, Grada, I would have said the Chiddush is that you have to wash your hands, Doctor. It's a very good Chiddush. Maybe for Matzah, you don't wash your hands. What's the Havamina?
Bread.
I don't know what you're talking about. You don't wash your hands all year round for it.
But for tonight, you should.
So where does it say that?
How do you know that?
Terence says, come ask one.
That's what Mechab is telling me. What's wrong with that? Mechab is telling me that I had a Pesach, you wash for matzah. What's wrong with it?
How can I ask a child? I understand. How do you also know on Pesach you wash for matzah?
You say halachmaniya. This is the bread. That's
the bread. So who told you that? You don't need a mechaber to
mezonot
tell you.
Part of Abikistin also mezonot.
What was he taught? I don't even know what you're saying. I mean, how would you know that if not the mechaber teaching me that? I mean, what? It's a tremendous halacha. What do you mean? It's a meridik kavart. Yitl yadav yivarach. It's a tremendous chiddush. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah that the chiddush is actually because he already washed his hands. That the chiddush is because he already washed his hands for the yirakis. Since he said, "Bein time that God of a halu, chayshina and shema yisiach daitoy v'nagam emakam b'turim shadayim askaris." So I asked you two questions. Question number one: what does chayshina mean? Chayshina means even if he knows for sure. Chayshina is that if he doesn't know, mistama. What's the chayshina? Yadayim askaris same is for sure, no matter what. Or yadayim is mistama. Yadayim askaris. Amayshi, please let me say it. So what does it mean, chayshina? The second question is, what does it mean, Hesach Hadas? What was he, Masir Das? Masir Das, the Yadayim Askonius, that's what the Hesach Hadas is about. So I show you from the Bi'al Loch that that's what it means, Tarek. Kima Chatole Atam Behesach Hadas, and Borel Ishishma Yondav. So you see, the Hesach Hadas means the Yadayim, the Kiyas. But then he starts saying, Shema, maybe it's a Brachel of Atala. So I ask you, what do you mean that it's not a maybe Brachel of Atala? If the Yadayim, what does he say? Tam Behetz Chattas, and Baral Shish, me Yodav Hetu, and I give a kiss at Kodesh, Shemu Yabrach, why is it Shemu Yabrach of Atal? So either you have to say, because even if you're for sure, it's never 100%. Maybe. according to the pshat that we want to say for the Beis Yosef. Because could be there's a chiv l'tilos yadayim. Regardless, mishum takana. And that's why you tackle washing your hands. Only problem is, what is the bracha? Do we say the bracha is al netilas yadayim, which means the al netilas yadayim, the takana? There's a takana to wash your hands, so maybe asher kitchanim mitzvayis tzivanu al netilas yadayim of Pesach. Or it's the din of regular netilas yadayim, then you shouldn't be making a bracha. That's what it means. The question is, what's the al netilas yadayim? There is a din to, even if you know for sure. Even if you know for sure, that's what I'm showing you from the Mishnah Berurah. Even if you know for sure your hands are clean. And then the Mishnah Berurah continues. Anyway, you have to wash your hands. Because who said Tibuli B'mashkin will help you? For what? For the bread. Who says Tibuli B'mashkin will help you for the bread? But he says, still, you shouldn't be making a bracha. Why? Because we pass, you don't make a bracha. So I ask you a question. He's going on the Vade. What about the Suffolk? The Suffolk has the same problem. The Terence says, no, because once there's a Suffolk, so then there's Hastach and Atilus, you're dying for Nikias also. You're right, it's me Suffolk. But at least you're washing your hands for Nikias, you're dying, me Suffolk. If a person washes his hands for Natilas Yadayim Safik, huh? No? You have to wash your hands. Right? You have to wash your hands. And there's a Safik. Maybe it's not just because of the Takana, but maybe Yadayim is Askanius, right? On the Tzad, Yadayim is Askanius. So there's a Safik, maybe. That could be the din of Alatilas Yadayim. When you wash your hands, you have to know my hands are tame. My hands might be tame, and I have to wash for that. The din of yadayim askanis itself is mechayiv in atilas yadayim. So once it's not baror, so then the atilas yadayim becomes because of askanis also. So then the chaladeis, you have the takana to wash, plus you have the chiv to make the bracha. No, okay, you want to say that, we say that. Yeah. So we spoke about that's Tibula B'mashkin.
Он сам ничего не понимает. Просто говорит.
Yeah, but that's for fruit. But what about for food, for bread? Clarification, and basically that's the word I want to say. Basically, that's the word I want to say. I'd rather saw Rebbe Yashiv says an interesting psakla. Chaladeis, whatever it is, you always have to make another bracha with another tefillah, even if you know for sure that your hands are clean. Why? God, then what is the Heschadas?
Because what?
It's all a Heschadas. I mean, in the actual reading of that God, then everything is a Heschadas. Yeah, it takes 2 hours in between. It's like a Hefsik. That's what he brings down in his psakim that God.
L'chaladeos.
Yeah.
Even though we see what's the shadow that should be a hefsek?
Oh, so he's not going on
the. Wait, don't say the word l'chaladeos. Yeah, just said that's what he passed.
Could be through maggot in 20 minutes. I'm saying
2 hours.
So I think he's saying
maggot. Not enough. So how does maggot take 2 hours?
What's the pshat? If your hands are not clean, if your hands are clean, they're clean. He's saying a maggot take 2 hours. He's saying that the chi of netilas yadayim is a din in netilah. Has nothing to do with the hands. It has to do with the netilah. So like the Beis Yosef about mechavin and the hetzchadas is in the netilah. So once there's a hetzchadas in the netilah, if your hands are clean, there's this little chiyav bracha. A chiyav new netilah.
How to make it to...
He was learning the word... See, they're clearing what is the hetzchadas. Is the hetzchadas in the daim the key is? Or is the hetzchadas...
Like
in the ma'is of the machshav of the first netilah.
How do you see some of the
because he says even if he has 100% clean, he's left to do it because has chadas. No, I wasn't mechamin. I'm washed, and then 2 hours later, I'm eating the meal. So that's a has chadas. The reading of our God is a has chadas.
I always.
let's say it's 20 minutes. Like, is there,
I don't know. So maybe, I don't know. Yeah, it's a nice, it comes an interesting aura.
Even in regular days of the year, it's not, even if I look at my hands, everything's very clean, very nice. And I know I'm fully covered, I'm not touching my hair or anything.
Wear gloves.
Still, in Sikh Das, you have to wash. Not because of the Seder, I'm washing because I'm Sikh Das.
Yeah, but you see, Mishnah Berurah is not learning like that.
No, regular washing today.
But you see, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't learn like that. So what am I supposed to tell you?
I'm asking Rabbi and Rabbi Yashiv.
Rabbi Yashiv is learning in the same scenario of the Mishnah Berurah, in the same story that all the pious can talk, you anyway have to wash. It doesn't make a difference.
So I'm asking, how is that any different on Lo Pesach than today?
How does that, in a Hanami?
So it's not a din until it's a din, it's Nikis Yadayim. Whatever we say today to do, you do it. You do it.
Who said not?
I didn't say it. Rebbe made it sound like it's a hakir.
Until
not din Yadayim. That's what we're going to do. What does that mean?
Meaning it has nothing to do with the dirty hands. The Hes Chadas has nothing to do with dirty hands.
Just like every day of the year.
Yeah, it has to do with Hes Chadas of the Natila.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with Hes Chadas of the Natila, which is a tremendous pitch. No, I just added, could be. That this new halacha of Hesach Hadas and Netilah is because the Netilah of the night of Pesach is a Netilah l'shem Netilah, like the mitzvah's Netilah. It's something else. It's not based on the L'dayim Maskonius and the dirty hands. It doesn't start with the dirty hands. It starts with the mitzvah. I'm adding this Nekuda. Could be.
That point I'm asking, where do we see that? That's like Mamash.
I didn't say we see that. I said we could say that. I never said we see that. I said we could say a chiddush that if you learn that it has to do Mamish with the Tilos Yadayim, because the Beis Yosef, if you read the words of Beis Yosef, it screams as Torah. There's two takonis and a kavana and yumchavan in the first one. If you read the Beis Yosef, it's there. It's the lomdus that we're saying is in the words of the Beis Yosef. Nirolish in the skavim benetil rishoyin the ligmor bakol sudasin beloy hesach hadas ain tzorch lasim the because of alzeh beis yoisus ain mechav bekach shloy levat the kans chom shtik bolit pamayim beleil pesach. So the kavona undoes the takana of doing it twice. That's what you see from the beis yois, that the problem of the takana of doing it twice runs into a problem of you mechavim that this should go for this. That's what I'm saying. Like the words of the Beis Yosef are mechav. Okay, so it comes out. Meiridik chedushim alocha. Meiridik chedushim alocha.
Don't use the tibul sheni.
What? Oh, that's a good kasha. What do you do with tibul sheni?
No, but it's not because it's not a mashke. It's not a mashke that you have to
because
wash for.
It's charoisis, you mean?
It's charoisis, yeah.
Okay, but according to the Ram, the first was also charoisis. We make it.
And still you do.
Still you do it. Still you do it.
So why do you do that?
I want to say something about the table.
Yes, I wanted to say I'm a kasha. I had a kasha like this. What's the cheshbin? The cheshbin is, Mishnah Berurah says, that because we pass and you have to make a second, because the first one is not good, right? The first one's not good. So the question becomes, so should you make, shouldn't you make? Okay, so this is what we spoke. Shouldn't you make with a bracha? So the Bala'ita learns that actually the second Tilos Yadayim is not for the matzah. The second Tilos Yadayim is for the second tibul.
Which second? Second tibul. What?
Why is not for the matzah?
Huh?
Why is not for the matzah?
Why is it for the matzah? So, why is it for the matzah?
First
wait a second. No. So I want the same shot. Wait a second. I want the same shot. So the M is because the Yadayim and the Kiyas. There's no reason to be chayshish not that. But Chacham said, Alay lozeh shtei pa'amim, the Takana. So the two tibulim, like the Arba Kaisim, are chayv two separate brachas.
If you're Yadayim and the Kiyas from the first tibul, right?
Right.
So the same way they're knocking from the first tibul for the matzahs, why aren't they knocking for the mara?
They are. But there was a takana to make a second tibul.
But we said the takana can't be.
We said you could say that.
If the hands are knocking, there's nothing to make.
That's a lama shavart that we're saying. So the balita say not like that. The balita is saying that bibald there's two. So, hey, we make four brachas. Why are we making four brachas in Arba Kaisis? According to the sheetas, you make four brachas. Why are you making four brachas? Betz mi yoytze. You know, betz mi yoytze. Why would you make four brachas? Teretz, because each one's a mitzvah. Because each one's a separate mitzvah. If you learn that the two tibulim is not one, which is a shaila, it's machalik is nachreinim. If you learn two separate tibulim, and mainly you would make two separate and not al tziyadayim the keys. That's what I'm saying. Point to the Bala Iter, that the second the tila has to do with the tibul, yep, your hands are clean, and that's his whole yisayid. There it is, because the two tibulim is two separate mitzvahs. And the two separate mitzvahs are mechayiv, that each one should have its own bracha.
Is it, by the way, for the matzah?
I don't know if you need for the matzah,
maybe. Why are you making for the matzah? That's what I'm thinking.
Why are you making for the matzah?
I'm saying, is it maybe
take out your hand, wash them, bleed bracha, and finish. Why are you making your bracha anyway?
Maybe anyway, because of the
you killed two birds with one stone.
I don't know. But he says it clear. It has to do with the mar. If Balaita learns
it's
clearly,
it's
he has to do with
the mar.
Nef Kamina, let's say, there is no matzah, so do you have to do the second?
Yeah, okay, but it should be matzah.
No, I'm saying, let's say for some reason there is no matzah in the house.
Interesting, Balaita.
I want about the no matzah.
Okay, you got it? You got it? You hear? You hear? It's a nice, you hear? Yeah, what does he mean by maybe it's a bracha about tala? It's not a maybe it's a bracha. It is a bracha. Because maybe there's a takana to wash. Maybe he has to deny the pace. There's two tibulim, there's two takanas. So therefore, shema. That makes the shema. Maybe it's a bracha about tala.
And
then what's the second? You still have to wash.
No, but why about the vada case? The vada with tahor.
Right, it's, you still have to wash. But you don't make a bracha because we don't know what the bracha will be going on.
So here, by according to the Balaita, why are we making a bracha on the second one then?
There's a separate mitzvah. There's two tibulim, two mitzvahs.
So this first one also should be a mitzvah,
no? Huh? And there's two, and there's two netilas. It's a lach of two takanas, two netilas.
No, one is for mine.
The first netila also, then you have to make a bracha. Because it's also tibulim.
Make a bracha, yeah.
But it's actually two brachas, two altars.
I think. Okay. This
one
is the shift for today.
Is
good.
Very good.